Hi and welcome back to a brand new episode here on You Can and You Will. I'm Catherine Louise. I'm a business and life coach and communication trainer, and I help women design a life and career they cannot wake up to. Talking about all the things, self-development, business, success strategies, and confidence, time management, and so much more. So if that is something you're interested in, please make sure to subscribe, like this video if you're watching this on YouTube, or if you are currently listening on your most favorite podcast platform, please make sure to leave it a 5-star review, and obviously feel free to share it with a friend or a loved one who would benefit so much from listening to this episode, because you better buckle it down. Today, we're going to talk about all things on how you can achieve a great work-life balance as a businesswoman. And that, in fact, is not that difficult. In fact, it's easier than you would think. And again, sometimes struggles like work-life balance, imposter syndrome, like all of those quote-unquote typical problems in leadership positions or in corporate in general, also in entrepreneurship, it most of the time affects us women differently. And just listen to those numbers, because that's insane, y'all. Nearly 66% in the US state that they do not have a work-life balance. 66%, you guys, that's insane, that's massive. And now, when I was talking about how problems like that affect us women differently, now listen to this. Female workers show, attention, 32% more burnout than males. That number is insane. 32%. Just think about it. But then also, I unfortunately have to say, the shocking that number is, I'm not necessarily surprised, because even though we're, you know, all talking about how there need to be more women in leadership, like period, and on boards, however, there is still the stigma of women staying at home, raising the family, raising the kids, and then really doing their quote-unquote nice career part-time, right? That's a struggle. And males, I haven't seen any male person being confronted with, you know, really still social pressure. Because while it obviously is a bit different in, you know, main cities like New York, Los Angeles, Atlanta, Chicago, whatever, obviously on the countryside, it's still much more quote-unquote old-fashioned, I assume. However, you know, that is something we still as women have to struggle with and fight through. And obviously that takes up so much more energy and time and just effort, while males can just focus on their career. I know for myself, I'm a mom of three. You know, we have all the family activities, kids activities, basketball, all the things going on all the time. But at the same time, I was never, like, it just didn't occur to me sacrificing my career, doing what I just truly love to do. And while, believe me, that's a huge challenge, I, along the way, figured out a few things that really helped me build my work-life balance so much. So if you actually want to learn how you can save 2 or even more hours this week and double your productivity, I would love for you to do my free audio training, which is going to provide you with 4 strategies that you can not only accomplish your task this week, like easy peasy lemon squeezy, my son always says that, and honestly, number 4 is my favorite, so please do not miss number 4. The link for my free audio training is down below, so please make sure to check that out. Also, in addition to that, I really want to share 5 tips with you today that have helped my clients tremendously and me as well. So please make sure to obviously do the audio training. There's so many golden nuggets in this, so don't miss that. But also when I really want you to implement into your schedule, and here we are with tip number one, is really make sure to plan ahead. And as we all know, life is going to throw itself in front of you at some stage. Make sure you also create a flexible schedule. So what do I mean by that? Plan ahead as in, you know, we all know that certain appointments will come up, so make sure to schedule them in, but also create a flexible schedule as in make sure to plan your appointments, especially if you have to go somewhere, if you have a commute, to count in things like congestions or traffic, you know, all that kind of stuff. That's what I mean by being flexible, because there are things you have no control nor power over, or short in negotiations or appointments that really weren't able to be foreseen. So please make sure, do yourself a favor and create that kind of flexible schedule. It's going to take off so much pressure off of your shoulders, and it is very needed. And if you be like, well, and if nothing happens, well, then good for you. I'm pretty sure you're not going to run out of any kind of work. If you have extra time on hand because of your flexible schedule, you can just go ahead and make sure to, you know, take off and work on the things on your to-do list that will come up next. And then you are already ahead of schedule. So please make sure to really have that kind of flexible schedule. Also, if you realize that your workload is too much, make sure to talk to your team about that, because it is very important to not overload yourself, because long term, the quality of your work would suffer from that. And nobody wants that, believe me. Also not your leaders and your team. And make sure to not let yourself down by trying to overperform. That's a big one. So moving on to tip number two, which is something that I have come to love and appreciate so much, and I see an incredible results for my clients when they do that, which is time block tasks. What I mean by that is when you create your schedule and you know you have to work on certain things, make sure you time block a certain period of time for one task and one task only, meaning you're going to switch out those emails and phones and make sure to tell your assistant to forward only specific calls, like urgent ones, and then really focus your entire time and attention of this time block to only this one thing. And the magic of that is that you will actually, and you will see those results pretty fast, believe me, you will actually save a whole lot of time. Why is that? Because when we're being constantly distracted by emails, by phone calls, by other things on the desk, it takes us so much more time to get back into this focus and really, you know, have the best quality of our work. When you constantly get distracted, your work quality suffers. That's just what it is, because it takes a tremendous amount of effort to switch your focus all the time. This is also, by the way, why multitasking is not specifically a good thing. Even if you're a mom and you're a natural in this, believe me, I actually call that mommy tasking, because I got three kids, believe me, I know what I do. But also, and this is why I recommend really time blocking your tasks, I know the power of having your entire attention on one task and one task only, and how much more you will get in that dedicated time done, and how much better the quality of your work is going to be. So that is literally the magic in time blocking. It sounds like so boring, but it's actually not. So I highly recommend, just give that a try for 1 or 2 days. You will already be able to see a huge difference. going on to tip number three, this is something I love because it makes so much sense, but most people dismiss that. Not on purpose, it's just it doesn't occur to them, which is outsource the things that are not within your zone of genius. And let me tell you why. Because it's a waste of your time. To be quite honest, if you are doing things that are not within your zone of genius, meaning they're super easy to you, it just seems like they're the most natural tasks for you to do. However, if you invest all of your time in the tasks that do not come easy for you and take a whole amount of effort, and while that is exhausting, it's not your time being spent smart, if that makes sense. So I highly recommend you make sure that all of those tasks, which really feel like draining to you and, you know, just dreading, I think we all know that, make sure to outsource those tasks. Not only will it free up so much time in your schedule, which I'm pretty sure you will be able to use way better in a way more productive way that your, you know, work, your company will benefit of so much. But also if you outsource that to experts, you can make sure you actually get the best quality for those work that you're not really into anyway. So make sure to outsource. It's a big one. It really is a big one. And that will have such a tremendous amount of everything on your work-life balance. Because if you are more relaxed in your work and you feel more productive and more happy, it really is a circle. Right? Like if you're happy at work, you're going to be happy in your private life. Same back around. If you're happy in your private life, that will have such huge motivation for your work life too. So make sure to really keep that balance. In fact, all of the tips I'm providing you, like tip number one, plan ahead and create a flexible schedule. Tip number two, time block your task. Tip number three, outsource what is not within your zone of genius. I'm really trying here to make your work more productive and make you more working from a space of being in your zone of genius and being more happy, really. That is what it comes down to. Because I know when you save time at work and can be more productive, obviously you will have that time for your private life. And obviously this is like an automatic creative work-life balance. And really making sure, as the word balance already says, you know, when you're out of balance, when something is depressing you, either in your work life or in your private life, you know, work-life balance is immediately getting out of balance. So I'm really trying to make sure here to make your work as happy and productive for you, because I know that is the thing you're longing for, because that will automatically have a huge ripple effect on your private life too. Another big one that I honestly have to teach myself too is tip number four, take breaks and try to get out for lunch breaks. And ladies, I'm not saying do the lunch breaks for networking. I know so many people love doing all the networking and lunch breaks. And honestly, if this is something you love and you enjoy and it makes you happy, you go for it. However, if you do that every single time you have a lunch break, that will at some stage probably feel just like another work appointment. And that's not what it's supposed to be. So again, try to take those breaks. Get outside, preferably when the weather is good. You will soak up that energy so, so much. And again, if you have fun networking and meeting those people, go ahead and do it. But don't consider this as another work appointment. This is not what we're talking about here. We're trying to, you know, really keep your energy on a level that you are happy and that you're well, really. And moving on to tip number four, work with a coach or a therapist or honestly, do it both. Because the number one question I get asked so many times, like, what is the difference between working with a coach and working with a therapist? And that answer is kind of easy. Because when you work with a therapist, you typically work on your past, your traumas, your, you know, all the things that you had to go through and the struggles that we have. Which, you know, a lot of our behavior, of our thinking is based on, most of the times, honestly, childhood programming. And obviously the traumas that we have from the experiences we've had, maybe, you know, way back then, maybe just a few months ago. So a therapist is just really golden for all of this. And I recommend working with a therapist, like, period. It's golden. It's so good for you, good for your soul, good for your family. Talking about work-life balance, talking, you know, good for your team members even. However, working with a coach like me is a whole different thing. It's just really is very different because working with a coach, you work on your current life. What is going on? You work, as for instance with me, a lot for your mindset. And while I also happen to do a lot of inner child work with my clients, just because, again, a lot of behavior and stuff is based on that, most of the times, not always, but also obviously talking about business coaching. And what I work with my clients on so much is also communication training. All of those things. Also, talking about negotiations and confidence, you know, all the topics, that is typically something that you work on with a coach. And I know that, like, the really successful people, believe me, they all have at least one coach. Sometimes even two, depending really on the different topics that they have and that they want to work on. But coaches, working with a coach really is considered like the best cheat code you could ever have because you save so much time with a backup like this, with a sparring partner like this, with somebody who can really, you know, what I love to do, this is how I love explaining it. When you're at the bottom of a mountain and you're looking up, most probably, if at all, you will only see one way up. Right? And then when you hit the roadblocks and whatever, it gets really, really difficult. However, your coach is on top of the mountain and your coach will be able to see all of the ways and all of the roadblocks and will be able to maneuver you around that and really guide you through the entire process of getting on top of this mountain. So really having a coach is the best investment in time and just everything you could ever do for yourself. And again, I don't know any successful person not having at least one coach. So that really is not only, quote unquote, because it's a massive thing, not only important for your work-life balance, for your job, for your private life, for just all of the things, but really for your life in general. So if you haven't been working with a coach before, I highly recommend it. And that is not only because I'm a coach, just because I truly know the difference it can make for your entire life. And again, I'm here because I want to help you create a life that you cannot wait to wake up to, a life that you truly love. And that's what this is all about. And now, the golden nuggets of wisdom and strategies that will help you design a life you love, as always, are over at KatherineLouise.com. So make sure to hop on over there and make sure to subscribe to my email list called Sunday Mail and gain instant access to my powerful audio training. Save 2+ hours this week and double your productivities. You will also become a Katherine Louise Insider and receive exclusive content and personal updates that I don't share anywhere else. So make sure to be subscribed. And as always, remember, you can and will design a life that you love at any moment in time. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll talk to you next time. Bye.